That's what she's saying.
Hi, I'm Richard Kind, and you're listening to the CVH Podcast. We're certainly not going to spank them.
That's what she's saying.
Yes. Hello. Oh, hey. What is it? Oh, my God. It's Thursday, March 7th. Welcome. It's been a minute, right? It's been a minute. I know it's been a minute when the... excuse me. I know it's been a minute when the messages start rolling in. Come on. There's 200 and plus episodes out there. Surely there's one you haven't listened to. Go backwards. I'm kidding. I'm happy to be back with you here. I'm home. It was time for a break. For real. CVH needed a break. And I love to talk about myself in the third person. It makes me sound more important, but it's just the way it is. It was truly, truly time for a break. I did 6 productions that overlapped with each other. Is that true? Am I telling a lie? I did 5 productions that overlapped, and it started in Philadelphia. And from there, I overlapped in New York, and then in New York, I went straight away to Hoffman, which I was late for, so that was an overlap. And then I went to Vienna for Don Giovanni, and I was late on that. And then I was late getting to Munich, and then I was late getting back to Vienna. So it's just been this one, you know, you can hear him a little sick, right? This is what happens. This is what happens. My body knows not to shut down when I'm in the middle of all of it. When I'm going, and I love to go, my body knows, don't let him get sick. I think it just holds off. I think it just, like, live in this world of, I don't know, I suppress any and all sign of sickness when I have to be on. And the second that I get a chance to breathe, and I mean instantaneously, everything that was building up hits me like a ton of bricks. So the only time that I really ever get sick is when I'm on a break. Let me give you an example. So, you know, I went from Philly to New York to Paris to Vienna to Munich, back to Vienna to Paris. It sounds so stupid. There was a trip to London there too, just because I had to get out of the EU and save my days. I'm not even going to get into this whole passport horse shit. If anybody out there knows how to get me a European passport, I'll pay top dollar. This visa stuff is going to make me nuts. You know, just like go. The whole time, no problem. No sickness. People around me sick, no problem. Colleagues sick, people taking time off, no problem. I plow right ahead. Not getting me. Can't get me. I came home. I still had to be on. I had to move my father. My father moved across the country, and I needed to help him in the last week he had in his home, packing up, moving, you know, all of this heavy stress. I mean, just like more stress. And sure enough, no problem. Plowed right through it. Like, go. I loved it. I love it. Leave me in the fast lane. Everything's fine. I finally step out of that. I put my feet up for 1 minute. Of course, I can't stop. I got to immediately go to Philadelphia and work on Don Quixote. Okay. After that, I came home and I'm staring down a month before I need to be somewhere else. Before anybody else needs me, I have a month. Immediately knocked down. I mean, full on. It's all stress induced. All of it. Nobody is sick in my life. There's nobody around me that's sick. I didn't pick it up, you know. And here I am, just like getting shut down, and the back spasmed out, and my voice felt fatigued, and just like everything's just hitting me all at once, and I go into paranoia mode, immediately have to go and see every doctor, which I already had to anyway. I've been on the road for so long, I had to just make up, you know, doctor's appointments that had been building up. So, it's like I'm in the middle of a tune-up. A physical tune-up. Got to see this doc and got to see that guy. I've been to the dentist like 4 times. Oh, my God. It's all complaining, right? You go home, it's supposed to be vacation. It's not. You're just like catching up. You think we just go home and put our feet up. It's just not the way it is. Like, immediately I have to begin to catch up on all the things I missed over the last 4 months. Anyway, I'm turning the corner on the cold. My voice is feeling normal. I'm being treated for acid reflux. Now, I hate this. I hate this term. I've been hearing this term from singers for decades, and I always saw it as some form of fear. Okay, you're having trouble with your voice. It must be acid reflux, you know. But I was feeling fatigued. My voice was feeling fatigued. This is me being honest with the audience right now. And look, if you go 4 straight months and you're going show, I mean, how many shows did I do? You know, a lot, you know, 30, almost 30 performances in 4 months. And that's a lot. It's a lot for the Olympic athlete of vocal production. That's what we are. We're for sure Olympic athletes with the way we train and deal with our voices. And so it was a lot, and I was starting to feel tired early in the evening. So I went to the ENT, went to the trusted guy. You know, they like to have a look. I don't know if you've ever been scoped. Most singers have been scoped. For those of you who haven't been scoped, it goes like this. They got to look at your cords, right? There's two ways. One is down your throat. Now, this is how I imagine they force feed ducks and geese to make foie gras. You're like, your head is up. It's so like you're going to swallow like you're a circus performer swallowing a sword, and your neck is up, and they shove this it looks like a wiffle ball bat. They shove this thing down there, and then they're like, yeah, go ahead and sing. It's impossible. It's absolutely impossible. So given the choice, I like to go the other route in the nose. Okay, how do we do that? It's a little camera on a fiber optic cable, and this thing gets sent into your nose. Now, look, they blast, you know, some lidocaine in there, and then they hit you with some decongesting, you know, the whole bit, just to make it easier. You don't really feel it. You feel the pressure of it. You don't want it in there, but it's tolerable for the moment, and shoves this thing in your nose. Shove. It's not the right word. He goes slowly, and he's looking, and they got it up on the camera. You know, they can have a look at it, and they can see on the TV, and you see your cords, and my cords were red, and that's not good. White cords are good. Red cords are swollen. And he said, when was the last time you sang? And I said, 6 days. I haven't sung in 6 days. And he goes, well, singing is not your problem. And then he sat down. He goes, let's figure out what is. I go, okay, here we go. All aboard. He even looked sympathetic. He looked like a therapist all of a sudden. I was like, okay, let's figure out what's wrong with me. Let's do this. And we just started talking about diet, stress factors, travel, how much I've been working. And I recently had a medicine change. I come from a long line of people with high cholesterol, and so I've been treated with a statin drug for 15 years, and recently had been changed to something different. You know, go see the doc, and he's like, "Hey, I think we're going to put you on this instead." And it's all being monitored. It's just like, you got high cholesterol, you got to take these pills. Okay, fine, magic pill, keep me alive forever. But it has caused some pretty regular heartburn, and it's been going on for a while. And I had to admit, talking to the doc, that I've been eating Tums like Skittles. You know, I'm like at night waking up, you know, with a terrible fire in my chest. That sounds awful, but it's what it is. I would like wake up which just felt like fire, you know, in like your upper chest. And I'd be diving for the box of Tums and just popping these things like I'm ravenous. You know, and then the fire would go out and I'd go back to sleep, you know, and just thought nothing of it. But, you know, over the course of months, you're causing an irritation down there, and it caught up to me. It caught up to my voice. Now, when I was feeling this fatigue, I would record myself to hear it. I wanted to hear what it sounded like. And I'm telling you, it can't be heard. I could not hear the thing that I was experiencing on the inside. And the experiencing could only be described as fatigue. I was having trouble sustaining in the low, in the middle of my voice. After singing for like an hour, this feeling would come in. And I would record it, and I'm telling you, you couldn't tell. I could continue to fool the masses into thinking that everything was fine, but I know that something wasn't quite right. And that's the mark of being so in tune with what we do. We're so obsessed with our voices. We know exactly how it should feel. And so when it doesn't feel that way, regardless of what it sounds like, our alarm bells go off. And that's what I did. And so he said, look, you know, I'm going to, he was ready to bet the farm that I had some very persistent acid reflux happening, and that had caused the cords just to remain swollen. So when you begin singing, you're already, it's already like you've been singing for an hour. And so an hour later, you're truly fatigued as if you had just sung a performance as opposed to just working at your piano at home, which made a lot of sense to me. You know, immediately started to feel better. And, you know, I don't like to put pills on top of pills because these pills, you know, you take a pill for one thing and then it causes another thing and then you need a pill for that and that causes another thing. And just like down the line, pretty soon you're a pharmacy. And I didn't like that. But this is a temporary, temporary move just to like, you know, just like sledgehammer this away, make sure everything's fine. And then there's like, you know, over-the-counter stuff that can sort of guide you the rest of the way. But not you know, the Tums is what happens after it's too late. When it's already doing the damage, that's when I was reaching for Tums. And so this is like, we're gonna preempt it. Aren't you enjoying this? Isn't this the best conversation? Yeah, so like a little bit, I'm just being treated for acid reflux, the dreaded singer acid reflux. But I thought, all right, 22, 23 years into this, it was about time I dealt with something. And honestly, you know, it's only been a few days of this, and I felt better immediately. My back immediately felt better. I'm pushing through this cold. I'm not even thinking about it. Like, everything is improving rapidly, and I think it was just all part of it. It was all part of just stopping and putting your feet up and assessing life and seeing the docs and go to the dentist and paint a picture and fix the running toilet and play my guitar and look out the window. Like, it's all just part of a reset. And it's hard for us. It's hard for those of us who thrive and live in this fast lane. And we've been in it for a long time. And so the slowdown is tough. And it's clear to me that it's necessary. It's necessary for me to go and drive and pick up my son from school. That's important. That's not just for him. Because we have some you know, alone bonding time, but it's important for me to also do these normal things, even if they feel funny, just because it's not something I'm used to. I think we have to be reminded that most of what we do is in this fantasy world, and you know, to touch base with reality and the people, you know, your people's reality, the people in your life, your family, my family, to understand their reality is important too. You know, there's nothing easy about this. This is not an easy thing on a family, this career. And it causes all sorts of stress and struggle. And when the people around you are strong like mine, I think it's important to recognize what they are also going through. Because, you know, even if they're making it nice all the time, it's probably not the way it always is. It's a funny part of it. So that's what I'm doing. I've got about 3.5 weeks more where I can just keep continuing to heal, as it were. And there's nothing to heal. I mean, there's just getting used to this idea that I don't need to go, 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 go. And I'm putting Don Quixote back in my head. It's been a minute. And that's the next thing on the agenda. I can't even hear myself breathing heavy right now because I'm so congested. But it's nice to talk to you again. I know it's been a minute. Sorry for the disruption in the schedule here, but it was important for me to just sort of stop putting the pressure on myself to do all the things. You know, I'm the king of lists. I've got 10 of them right in front of me right now. These pieces of paper where I just start whatever's in my head, whatever's keeping me up at night. I start to write it down, and then I can sleep. And you know, these lists just sort of pile up of all these things I have to do, I must do. You know, we put this odd pressure on ourselves that if you don't advance everything one step forward today, then today was lost. And it's not the way it is. You can have a nothing day. You really can. It's okay. I think it's okay to have a nothing day. You know, get up, you know, wash your face, put on a new shirt, go to the gym, you know, have lunch quietly, read a book, pick your boy up from school, you know, have dinner and go to bed. Like, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't need to be me checking off thousands of things off my list. It's weird to go into that productivity mode where I have to go, go, go. What can be done? What else can I get done? What are all the things that need to be done? It's a hard transition. But I'm enjoying porch life. I have a porch that goes around 3/4 of my house. No. It goes around half my house. I have a deck in the back, but it's not connected to my porch. But anyway, I can sit outside of my house on some kind of structure for most of it. And the front porch is absolutely stunning. It's so beautiful. I'm out there. Even when it's freezing out there, I've got like a little heater. I've got like one of these little gas burners, like at the restaurants on the street. You know, one of these things that sits on the ground and showers you with heat that's just getting... Like when I was a kid and you'd open the door in the summer, my mother would scream, "You're letting all the air conditioning out," you know. Now I just have this heater for outside. It's a gigantic waste. But I just sit there and enjoy it, and it's actually nice today, so I won't need the heater. It's 65 degrees out. And the squirrels are running all through my backyard. Anyway, it's lovely to talk to you again. I hope everybody's doing well, enjoying their, what is this? It's almost spring. It's almost spring. Oh, man. My coming schedule is out of control. And every day there's more things getting added, and my head is spinning with everything that needs to be done. And so I better just enjoy my next 3.5 weeks. Yep. I love you for listening. My therapy. Thank you all. And I'll talk to you before too long again. I promise not to abandon you too far. But we'll talk again soon. I love you for listening. Take care. Thanks. Bye.